Adam, I like to say you and I, between the two of us, we know just about everyone worth knowing in Las Vegas.
Agreed.
But there's exceptions to the rule. How do neither one of us have ever met this our guest today?
Yeah, we haven't met him in person. However, both of us know who this man is.
Of course, like legendary stories I've heard.
Yes.
And I'd like to confirm some of them today.
All true. All true.
We've got Don Johnson in the house, and I don't speak of Miami Vice Don Johnson. I mean Las Vegas. Well, really, casino legend.
Royalty.
Royalty. Gambling royalty. He's who we once aspired to be. Until,
there was a time, and then reality
we realized
said it. Yeah.
We're not going to be.
No.
Yeah. Don, thank you so much for coming today.
Let's get this straight. It's Don motherfucking Johnson.
There it is on the screen. Look. Boom.
Motherfucking Johnson.
Don motherfucking Johnson's in the house. Not to be confused with my buddy Carl motherfucking Williams. I do have a friend in my phone, Carl motherfucking Williams. Well, true story.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Course.
I have so much.
Anything for my brother.
Yeah, Brian Hopkins. Shout out to Brian. Definitely follow the Hero's Journey podcast and watch Brian's podcast. He's been doing it here now for about a month? Month or two? 2 months? Wow, time flies. Yeah, it's a great podcast. He is a great guy, right? And it's crazy. You guys grew up together, huh?
About a block and a half away.
Wow.
He was best friends with my youngest brother.
Okay. Now, before we started rolling, you were talking about basketball, and then you were saying that you have two world records or... But not basketball records, but...
No, not basketball.
What are they? Tell me the world records.
My early career in life, I was a jockey, believe it or not.
Like horse racing?
Horse racing jockey.
You know, Brian mentioned this the other day, and I
Don, you're like 6 feet tall. Yeah. How are you a jockey?
6'1".
6'1"?
108 I weighed.
What?
So I had the record as the tallest jockey, and then some girl from the UK beat me. She's 6'2".
Really?
Yeah, but she's... weighs 135. She's a jump jockey. A jump jockey.
So when's the last time you were on a racehorse?
Oh, my God. Over 30 years ago.
Okay.
I'm old.
Is that scary? That's going to be scary going on a horse
fast,
right?
There's nothing like the rush when those starting gate doors open.
Really?
Nothing.
By the way, I love horse racing. I've been to Kentucky Derby 7 times. I've been to Del Mar opening day countless times.
I was just there for opening day.
Yeah, last week, right? Make it out. How was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Great. Nothing like Del Mar. Surf meets the turf, baby.
Yeah, right,
absolutely.
Right.
Who and loves you, baby?
Yeah, it's the best. Wow, so you actually rode. How long did you ride horses?
I rode for actual races, probably 3 or 4 years. And then, of course, I couldn't fight that weight too much.
Wow.
6'1", 108.
At the time you were riding.
That is incredible.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could have weighed 100. But I'm not going to go there.
what track were you riding at?
I rode in Portland, Seattle, so Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, Northern Cal.
Wow. And what got you into that? You just loved...
I grew up in it. Grew up in it.
Yeah.
I stayed in it. I mean, yeah, I wake up still in horse racing, own race horses. I work with people within the Stronach Group that own Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Maryland Jockey Club, and I've been at it my whole life. Who gets to wake up every day and just like, every day I'm like, my God, I get to watch horse races every single day of my life.
Yeah.
People ask me, what am I going to retire from? From what? I love this.
And you said it's a rush being on that horse, but you also get a rush from gambling as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, the biggest night in my professional gambling career was a $6 million win against Carl Icahn's Tropicana Casino in Atlantic City. And honestly, there was really not much emotion that whole night. It was just business.
Really? Blackjack?
Yeah. Just take them down. Take them down.
Now, when you win $6 million, what is your average bet, like, per hand? What are you betting every hand?
$100,000 a hand.
And you don't sweat it. It's no big deal.
No, there was no emotion. Not that night. Nothing. Just.
And at what point, like, what made you stop at $6 million? Like, and did you, or do you, is that the hardest part? Is like when to pull the plug in a session?
I'd have gone for 10. They ran out of money.
They were Tropicana.
Not Coral. But in by law, they have to have enough cash in the cage to cover all the chips that are on the floor. So if I took them for another million, they'd have to shut down the casino.
Wow. So they actually come to you and they say, hey.
I asked them, I go, you're going to do a, you're going to fill the tray? You're going to, they're going to be, because they filled it three or four times already.
Right.
They go, we're done.
And now do you play one hand at a time or two hands? What's your normal strategy when you're playing?
Well, that was one hand at a time.
One hand at a time. Yeah. Is that what you like the best?
No, you know, I'm ambidextrous. I can handle.
And are you unofficially counting, or do you, what is there a system, or should we not talk about that? Or,
well, there's always a system,
right?
Yeah, whether can't really talk about it.
But, got it.
You know, and there's still guys that still ply their trade out there.
Got
I just have fun now.
Yeah.
And you said with no emotion, do you get emotion when it goes the other way for you, when you're losing?
Like a motherfucker, I do.
Really?
Oh my god, I hate losing.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, Adam has been in the casino with me. Clearly, I'm playing much different stakes than you, Don. But have you ever, maybe you can relate, like there's been times I want to take like a handful of chips and wind up and just throw them at the dealer.
I've done that.
You've actually done that.
$5,000 chips.
Really? Yeah, it's because it's like war, right? I mean,
it is a war.
Yeah.
And you need to think of it that way.
Right.
It's a competition. Look, they're trying to clean you out. You're trying to clean them out.
Right. Yeah. What is the most important, like if you were to give anyone listening like tips on blackjack, like is like I know a lot of sports bettors, a lot of gamblers, they always talk about bankroll management. Is that, would you agree like that's the number one thing that you need to be mindful of?
Yeah, you want to avoid risk of ruin. You know, you have a certain set bankroll that you show up with, and you know what the odds are when you sit down, so you want to make sure that you you avoid risk of ruin as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And you say as much as possible. Have there been times when you just can't even avoid that?
No, I've gone through, you know.
Yeah.
I've gone through $1 million in a trip.
In a trip?
Yeah. And you take the discount, take your beating, and then you come back swinging.
Explain the discount. I know what you mean, but explain this to some of the people that may not. Explain how the discount works.
It's a negotiated upfront discount before you walk in. Just like what we do with the sports betting or horse betting. Look, I mean, if you're not getting 20% discount when you do have a losing trip, then you're probably not playing properly.
And when you win like $6 million, do you leave the casino with like a suitcase full of money, or do you have them wire the money? How does it work normally?
Actually, they gave me a check and it wasn't good for 2 weeks.
What?
I was starting to worry about Carl. I'm like, hey, bro, I mean.
Really?
It wouldn't even let me deposit it.
Wow. And so then do they pay interest lost for that?
No
it doesn't work that way. They're like, you'll take the check when we give it to you, and that's good enough.
Although Carl was very gracious.
Yeah.
I love how he's dealing with the owners.
Right.
He's not dealing with the host, accounting. No, he's going directly.
Yeah, for sure. Are there casinos that just say, no, we don't want your action, or we can't handle your action?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, happens all the time.
And is it personal, or is it just that it's just the dollar amount's too much for them?
It's just corporate.
And so when you want to go, like you probably, what are your normal casinos here in town, or can you say, or?
I can't.
Okay. So when you
although I will say this, I like Derek at the D. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Robert, the D and Circa, they're good guys.
Yeah.
I will not go to an MGM property.
They sweat the money, right?
No, they're total pricks over there. They are. I mean, when Jim Miram was there, it was better. Now it's not the same. It's not the same.
Has Vegas as a whole changed over like the last 10 to 15 years when it comes to that?
Absolutely.
For the worse, yeah, right?
For the worse.
How long have you been playing in Vegas? When did that start?
Oh my God. 30 years.
Okay. See, because, you know, and we were talking about this earlier.
Oh my God,
earlier.
It's 40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and another decade disappeared.
So I was a concierge in Vegas for about 25 years. And
with who?
I mean, Bellagio, Cosmopolitan, Wynn. So I made my rounds.
I was there when Cosmo, I played the first blackjack game.
I remember that well with Mr. Unwin. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But it, what's interesting is I never knew you, but I knew everything about you. And that's being on the hotel side of things, not even on the casino side. The dealers, you know, down at lunch, the dealer, Don Johnson's here. The cocktail waitresses, Don yeah. Johnson's here. They knew. It yeah. was incredible. You know, and it's I'm like, oh, yeah, the guy from Miami Vice.
I've didn't know been in nightclubs, and it says Don Johnson's here before right. before I'd even, you know.
He's yeah. never said that.
Oh, Don motherfucking Johnson. Yeah. Yeah. Can you talk about, I know this happened a long time ago, but there's that classic story was it Deadmau5 was the DJ? Oh, can you tell it? Do you mind telling that, or are you over talking about that?
No, Deadmau5 and I are totally cool. Joel's a great guy. He really is. He's a little quirky, as you would be. He's an artist. I mean, but no, he's a great guy. And I don't know where that went sideways. All I said was, and look, this is my accounting of it. And when that night happened, they called me. I got a call from Jesse and Cy Waits, and sure. He said, "Yeah, you're gonna come over." And I go, "Yeah, I'll come over." All I said was, "I will light it up in your club tonight, but you gotta play Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi."
I love it.
And if you promise me to play that song, and Deadmau5 has to play the song.
I love it.
And he did. Now, unknowing to me, I didn't know that they guaranteed Deadmau5 if he played it that they were going to pay him $200,000. I never said that.
Oh, okay. So that's where I got it.
I never said that. After the night was over, we get back to the, which often happens, and I did light it up. I spent $205,000 that night. I think that's lighting it up.
I'd say that qualifies. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would give them chips and to settle my tab. And then there's a guy there, another Joel Zimmerman.
Yep.
Not Deadmau5.
Yep. Yep.
But the guy from William Morris, and he's still standing there. And I'm like, "Can I help you?" And he's like, "Well, we got to settle that other thing." So he explains to me what the other thing is. I go, "Yeah, I never said that."
Right.
But I'm happy, and I'm having a good trip. I'm happy to make a contribution. He goes, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're William Morris. We don't, yeah, we, if you didn't do that deal, no, we're not taking any money from you." I go, "Okay, good, piss off. I'm gonna keep playing." But he was gracious about it.
Yeah.
He was great. Now, unknown to me, while this was going on in the background, I meet up with Joel and his girlfriend, the former Miss Louisiana, little cute blonde girl.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I know the answer.
You got me on that one.
Anyway. I'll think of it.
So I'm in Atlantic City at the Borgata, and Joel is playing there, and I happen to be there with John's brother Matty. So Matty and I are there. I go, "Oh, let's go see Deadmau5's concert." So we go back in the green room with him before he's going on stage and stuff. And I tell Joel, I'm like, "Hey, I feel really bad about it because I heard about the stuff in Vegas." I said, "I want to come play blackjack with you." "Oh, no, I don't gamble." I go, "Well, come play with me. I'll stake you." So I did. He made an additional $200,000 gambling with me. No risk. It was a free roll for him.
Yeah.
It was great. Happy to do it because I thought he thought that I stiffed him.
Right, right. So this was your way of
And then later I find out they paid him. I paid him.
He double dipped Deadmau5. Okay. He's a double dipper.
He made over $400,000 for paying.
For playing one song. That might be a record.
A song that he should have played anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And how something like that, how does that get out? How does that, you know, people
the
know
story?
The story?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Right.
No, I mean, I never knew it was a thing until it was a thing.
Right, right.
And then it's all over the social media, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey,
yeah, I'm not the bad guy here.
Not at all.
Right.
In fact, I tried to make it right.
Right.
After the fact, and Joel would confirm this.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Is that your favorite type of music, like the EDM stuff? Like.
Oh, fuck no. I hate that music.
You do.
I do.
It's every club, though. That's what all there is right?
Whoa. What do they play when I walk in?
They play Living on a Prayer.
They play
Bon Jovi. Or Elvis Monroe.
Yeah, or Elvis or Monroe. Elvis. There you go. That's yeah. Right. That's right. Nice one. That's yeah. right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm not opposed to it. I've just, I like Joel's music.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a place in, you know, sure. in music. Just not my cup of tea.
And when you play at the tables, how are you there for hours, or is it like a hit and run, or does it just depend?
I played for over 72 hours in one stretch with Bruce Willis.
Wow.
And I told Bruce, Bruce was down $1 million. He was playing with another buddy of mine. And I snuck out. I mean, I was getting beat up. I was down, I don't know, $600,000-$700,000. And then I came back into High Limit. And I said, look, I just want to play alone. And out of nowhere, Bruce shows up. And he goes, I go, look, I'm not about conversation right now. I'm getting my ass kicked. I just want to sit and play. And that's it. He goes, he and I sat there for 72 hours playing. He got his million back and was ahead a million. I got my money back and was ahead, I don't know, $500,000 or $600,000. I went back to the beach house. I came back a day later, and he was still there playing.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I go up, I go, Bruce, how's it going? He goes, oh, I'm down a million. I go, oh, so you're even. He goes, oh, no, no, I lost that back. And lost a million again. Wow.
Is there, there's sometimes the shoe is just, it's just.
Well, that was
horrible,
my next
right?
question.
Yeah.
What do you, do you
that
prefer?
Was at the craps table.
Oh, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even play craps. I just
do you prefer
them.
Other shoes? Like, a, do you prefer double deck? What do you prefer? What do you, what's your choice?
Well, if you have your preference, you're going to play double deck. Always double deck. If you get the same rules as you get with the six deck shoe.
Well, and get, why?
Odds. The probability of beating a double deck is much easier to beat than beating a six deck shoe.
Right.
Or the fucking constant shuffler, which is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, this is where these they need to get a brain check on these corporate like what's this paying 6-5 on blackjack? It's
yeah.
3-2. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You don't rate these people enough already? Give them a fair game. You're going to beat them anyway long term. Give them a fair game.
Right.
It's funny you say that because I was walking through, it happened to be an MGM property.
They advertise at yeah. South Point. We pay 3-2.
Right, like that's a big deal.
I'm like, you should fucking be paying 3-2 all the time.
Right. Yeah.
You already have an advantage over these poor people.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you can't even find, you know, for people that less, obviously, you know, that are playing like a $10. It is all the constant shoes or the constant shufflers. There's nothing anymore. It
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
No. Well, and then fair. John and I have had this conversation. Station Casinos now has even ATMs at the tables.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on those guys.
Oh.
On stations?
Oh, my God.
Well, let's get you started, Don.
Well, they barred me years ago.
Really?
And when you get barred, is it because you're winning?
Yes.
Or that's because...
They love losing.
It's all fun and games when you're losing for them, right? Oh, then yeah. then they're your best friends.
You start racking up $400,000 or $500,000 trips at a time. Yeah, they don't want you anymore. And look, it's not like they're bad guys. I love their cousin. Tillman Fertitta, their cousin, is a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. And we have an understanding. I dine at his restaurants worldwide all the time, constantly. I entertain at his properties. I can stay at his properties, whether it's Atlantic City or here. But we have an understanding. I just don't play.
Right. And he's coming into the Vegas market. He's trying to build.
Yeah, he's
something.
Got the he's the nugget now,
he
right?
Nugget. Oh, he's a nugget.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
a nugget.
He, yeah. He, yeah, he has been there for a while, and a great guy. A great guy.
Can't he's, run a basketball.
And
team,
how does that? No.
Well, let's. Not.
Yeah, yeah.
And how does that? So does he call you and just say, "Hey, like, you're welcome, but we can't." Like, is he the one that has the conversation with you? How does it work?
I met Tillman through. Oh my God, where was it? It was at She Nightclub. With Ava Longoria. So I met him through Ava Longoria, evidently they're friends, and he just said, hey, I prefer that you don't play. I said, well, you know, I'm a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Look, that's fine. I've filmed at his properties. I've done documentaries and filmed at his properties. He's a good guy. Not like his cousins. His cousins aren't great guys.
No? You no good?
Gonna be polite.
Okay, he's taking the fifth on that one. All right, fair enough.
They don't like me. and I'm indifferent to them. I don't like them.
Okay.
Where's home for you? No.
In the air.
Yeah, traveling that much.
I do travel a lot.
For all for fun?
Just business. Still do the horse racing all over the globe. A lot of sports betting.
And you own horses still, currently?
Yes.
Have you had anyone run in the, like the Derby or
Have
Breeders'
not.
Cup?
We've,
or?
We've won some graded stakes races over the years between well, me, Jim Robinson. Jimbo's passed away a couple years ago, not from COVID. Everybody likes to blame everything on COVID. But,
yeah.
And Bob Bohm.
Okay.
Great guys. Was just with Bob at in at Del Mar for the opening.
Are any of the horses named after you?
I wish.
Yeah. No. None
I don't
of them?
Think the jockey club will. I don't think you can put motherfucker. In
no. It. No.
Well, Tony
can cheat it.
My godfather's Tony Danza, and Tony had a horse named after him called Danza in the Kentucky Derby, probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I came in third, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, they never asked for permission. They just did it. But
I like it.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever put on a horse, betting wise?
See, this year we bet $1,078,000 on the Preakness this year.
On one horse?
One race.
On one race?
One race.
Exactas and everything.
Yeah,
everything
exactas,
combined.
Trifectas.
How'd you come out?
We did a little better than break even.
Okay.
If the horse that ran third had run second or won that race,
gold
would have crushed it.
Really? But what's the most you've won off of a horse race? I'm getting all personal.
3.2.
Wow. What a rush! And was it? Did he go wire to wire? Do you remember? Was
no,
it
no,
like?
No, no. It was a pick six.
Oh,
it was a
okay.
Mandatory payout pick six. This is back when they used to let the pick sixes run a little bit longer.
Yeah.
The carryovers were bigger. Now they force them out too quick. But that was about a $15 million jackpot.
Wow.
So we got a piece of it.
Yeah. And we like you have like how many guys? Or
it's one main guy. Can't.
Got it.
I
okay.
Can't
okay.
say his name. But
I gotcha.
We'll just call him Goodwill Hunting.
Okay.
No, he's
interesting.
He's mathematically really impressive.
Really?
You wow. met him. He's
wow.
Off the charts.
Really? And do you bet on horses like every day or like or
every day?
Every day.
Every day.
So when you're in town and you're in a casino, you're playing the basically anything in the casino. You're playing the sports book, you're doing blackjack, craps, little everything.
Anything I can get an edge at.
Okay.
And have some fun.
Sure.
Right. And usually you play alone?
No, I have people play with me sometimes.
We're available to play. We will play.
I'm available to watch because I ain't fucking this up. I know this game better, but no. Mm-mm. No.
And so, like, what about when you do play with, well, if you're at the table with other people, you invited the people
yeah.
in most of the time. So you don't have to worry about someone staying or hitting on a hand that.
They get a pink slip.
They get
a if they make the wrong call.
Got it. I like that. That's good. Were there days when you before you were, let's say, legendary status that you had to endure idiots at the table
oh, yeah.
making the wrong play?
It's maddening.
Yeah.
You have to deal with
the it. Gut feeling people. The
when they don't hit when they're supposed to. When oh my
right.
God. It nothing's worse.
Yeah.
Nothing's
see,
worse.
See, we still have
that.
To deal with that nonsense. It's so aggravating. I was at a table like a month ago.
I'm gonna hit on a feeling. I have a
yeah.
feeling. Fuck.
This
shut
guy
up
or like, you know,
he when somebody stands, they got a 16 into a dealer's 10. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like
hit the fucking hand.
It's
what are you capitulating over there for?
Or they'll see like sometimes they'll be at third base, and so it'll be like low cards, everyone, oh. no face cards, and they're like, oh, it's got to be a face card. I'm not going to take a hit. It doesn't have to be a face card. It's take the hit. Yeah.
Well, it could be if you track the whole shoe.
Right, but yeah. you know that's not what's happening with
them.
Most of them. Right,
no.
right, right.
No.
All right, I do have the question, though. You have a 12 against a 2. What are you doing? I'm pending. Okay, I got it. I understand.
I love the silent look tells all.
I know it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Is it a plus three?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I heard it. I get it.
So a movie like 21. Did you see that movie, the Kevin Spacey movie? When you watch that,
Kevin Spacey was at Preakness a couple years ago. He's a bit of a dick, by the way.
I've heard.
Yeah, well, he's not yeah. really the nicest guy.
I have a friend that worked for him that echoes those exact sentiments.
Well, yeah. The movie Swimming with Sharks wasn't far fetched.
Right, what I've heard. He played himself.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Him and Jeremy Piven.
Piven, yeah.
Oh, he's a bit of a prick too.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had you've had run-ins or just?
Here's a guy.
Tell us what happened, Don. Tell us. You're among friends. Tell us.
He knows this is true. I'm not talking out of school here.
Okay.
He knows this. My good friend Kevin Dillon's going to fucking kill me for even bringing this up. You're at a nightclub.
Yep.
Some of you know, your wife or your girlfriend's with you, whatever. This guy will hit on your girl no matter.
Really?
Right in front of you.
It's not like Piven's a big guy. What's he thinking?
He's not a big guy.
No.
He's hitting on Larry English's wife-to-be.
What?
I thought Larry was going to knock him the fuck
Yeah.
out. Well, yeah. He is performing at Red Rock Casino coming up. So
I did see that.
That sums up what you're referring to.
I saw that. Yeah. So you won't be going to the show.
Actually, his stand-up act is pretty good.
Yeah.
I just saw him at Yamashiro. Yeah, no, Jeremy's...
Yeah, when did they start doing stand-up there? I saw that on Instagram the other day at Yamashiro.
Like, I was there for the... was a couple months ago for the first with Ely, one of the owners, Ely Samaha.
Tia Carrera's ex, right? Are they still together? Or?
No, they're not together.
Yeah.
You know Ely.
Yeah. I haven't seen him or talked to him since probably 1999. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen him. He was a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah.
I love Ely. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Very good guy.
So do you mind playing at the Indian casinos, or is that, do you stay away from them?
When they don't try and arrest me, put me under.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, can you even walk into, like, Morongo? Can you play there or no?
Tribal police.
Right.
We got a special jail for you, Mr. Johnson.
There you go. Yeah.
It's motherfucking Johnson.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about, like, on a cruise ship? You can't play on a cruise ship, right? I mean, they don't have the.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even entertain someone like me.
Right.
Although I have hosted some tournaments on cruise ships.
Yeah?
Yeah, they give me the cruise for free. Get to relax.
How about poker? Do you play poker too?
Oh, my God. One of my good friends is Phil Ivey.
Yeah.
I mean...
The goat.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a steel ass to sit there that long to wait for a result.
But he plays... Like, I've seen him play craps and black...
I've seen him play craps.
He plays a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the few guys that I've actually witnessed that is a decent rhythm roller, meaning he can control one of the dice.
Really?
The way he rolls. Actually bought a... I don't know if I'm supposed to say. He bought a craps table like you would see in the casino at his home.
To practice rolling? Really?
To chalk and set the dice to practice.
And when you say
he's
control...
He's a super smart guy.
Yeah, really smart he seems guy. It. I've only met him briefly, but he was super nice. Like everyone that meets him always says great things about Phil Ivey.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's a solid human being. He just is.
But no poker for you. Too long. You don't have the patience for it.
Will it ever come to a time where there isn't this? That you can't play anywhere?
Most places. It just wouldn't be a fair game. I may as well just make a donation. So Phil and I were in a nightclub in London. And, let me back up. For like a year, I'm traveling. I'm at the Melbourne Cup. We're at the Australian Open Tennis and my Goodwill Hunting, a business partner, and I were down there. We're like, we can't sleep. Jet lag. So I'm like, hey, the concierge said if we walk down these stairs from the hotel, if right outside the back door, the Rhino's there. Let's go to the strip club. So we go there. And as we're walking in, the guy's like, oh, no, we're closing. I'm like, well, the Open, it was that year when they had the world's longest tennis match went on between Djokovic and Nadal.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and so I left early, and then my business partner met up with me. We can't sleep, so we go across the street to the Rhino down these stairs, and we get the manager to open it back up. There's only two strippers in there for the night. And we see this tall guy walk in over there, and I'm watching. This guy couldn't see his face, but he's over by the bar. And one of the strippers that's over here waiting on Good Will Hunting and I, she runs over and she tells her girlfriend, "We have spenders over here. Why are you wasting your time on this loser?" It was Phil. Turns around. Phil goes, "Nobody spends more money than," he turns around and he goes, "except those two motherfuckers right there."
Oh my God. Wow.
But he is a good guy. Sorry, Doug.
No, not at all.
And you met, how did you even meet? Just like at a casino one night?
No, actually in the nightclubs, just going out. Yeah, Phil used to go out a lot. Been out a few times.
When you go to the nightclubs, are you a stay out all night, like burn the candle both ends?
Oh, I got my spurts now.
Yeah,
I gotta pick and choose. I'm getting old.
And when you're in Vegas, do you? I'm picturing you're not rising before noon. Dark hotel room, black out the drapes, right?
I don't go to bed before noon.
Wow.
I'm a noonish to like 5 PM guy.
Okay. You're nocturnal. Yeah. All right.
What does Don motherfucking Johnson do to relax?
That's a good question, actually.
Watch horse racing.
Yeah.
It's
the best. TVG? You're locked on TVG?
TVG. TVG's good. No, I usually watch Express Bet.
Okay.
Stronic Group has, they call it First Bet now. I watch their show every day.
The nicest track in the country is what?
Oh, it's Santa Anita.
Santa Anita.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, probably Saratoga has the best racing. The bookends, Saratoga and Del Mar. But best track probably in the world is Santa Anita. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't. The track is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean.
I mean, it was like a shithole, but I kind of miss Hollywood Park just because for convenience, it was just fun back in the day, no?
My great uncle used to take us to Hollywood Park when it was they had harness racing there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even remember that. Really?
Years and years ago.
I think 86 was like the first time I went there.
One of the last big races, we ran a horse, Bob Bone, Jim Robinson, and I owned this horse called... Bull Door, Golden Balls. I think it was Golden Bulls, but
right.
But yeah, we ran him in the Hollywood Derby or Hollywood Gold Cup.
Okay.
Last time it was run there.
Favorite jockeys of all time, like a top three list, or?
Well, the shoe. I love Bill. Bill was a great guy. Gary Stevens, good guy. A little bit of a hothead sometimes. His brother Scotty is a lot more mellow. But Gary, I mean, what a great writer.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Bays.
DeSormo?
Kent DeSormo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good writer.
I'm just visualizing.
Got all these young kids now. Bejarano, I mean, he's a top jock in Southern Cal. Good guy.
I'm just picturing Don with, 6'1", with these little guys next to him, you know.
They had to be like, "Are you fucking kidding me? What are you doing in here? Are you lost, sir? What are you doing in here?" You're like, "No, I'm a jockey."
It only matters when you step on the scales.
Right.
That's incredible.
Was it hard to make that? Like, what did you normally walk around at?
I don't know. What's that question?
Like, you had to cut weight.
I did cut weight.
Right?
Yeah, no, but if you're riding.
If you're riding every day, you're staying at 108.
You don't have a choice.
So you're like, wow. So you're eating like once a day, like a bird, right?
It was a low-gram carbohydrate diet. I used to see this doctor out of Milwaukee, Oregon, and got injected 3 times a week. Vitamin supplements, not...
Right.
Obviously, you're not getting injected with steroids. You don't want to get bigger.
Yeah.
Got to stay leaner. And it was tough.
When you told your parents, like, "I'm going to be a jockey," did they look at you like you're crazy?
I was already doing it. I started riding when I was 12.
Right.
And... No, and then, like, you know what? those guys don't seem to be shoveling a lot of shit. I think I want to ride them, not clean up after them.
Right, right.
I was going to say, so at 12 you got into riding. What age were you when you got into the gambling side of things? What?
I started riding races probably 15, 16 years old. And then, of course, that was short-lived because my height and weight. And then I got into regulating the industry. So I became a state judge in Idaho, Oregon. I was a deputy judge in Oregon. Worked for Department of Law Enforcement in Idaho. Worked for Governor Ann Richards in Texas as her first presiding judge regulating horse racing, all in horse racing. And then transitioned out of that to managing racetracks. I managed Philadelphia Park Racetrack. Now it's Parks Racing and Casino.
Yep.
And I noticed that there was a small group of people. I'm like, what do these fucking guys do for a job? They're there every day. Oh, they were making money. They were making money gambling on horses. So I started monitoring what they were doing, and I'm like, you know what? This could be a real business.
And you had a little money in your pocket at the time, so you could...
Not a lot. After I beat up Carl Icahn, then I had a bit more. I didn't beat up Carl. Carl's not hurting.
And when you bet on horses, I mean, you're doing like a deep dive on the handicapping side of it?
We look at, I would say, probably over a million races. Actually, more than that. Probably way more than a million. And you're looking for correlated occurrences that you can crunch down into a probability line and lay it over the public opinion. And then you start correcting that line by a risk tolerance that you're willing to accept in betting into the market. Not that different than the stock market.
Right.
In fact, it's almost an exact paradigm.
Really?
Interesting. It's you know, as a person that is, I don't want to say novice, but just clueless, I'll go with that,
yeah,
for horse racing and different things. And it's just, I never thought of all that side of it.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I see the odds. I like the horse's name. It, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
Never.
Do you ever do any of that?
No.
No. Never like a gut feeling or I like a horse's name. Like you.
Why
no.
would I?
I don't know. Like just. No. It's always science to it.
Yes, John. He's not picking up if anything has a cat in the name. He's going to bet on.
That's
it.
What no. I do, Don. I like horses with cat names. No good? Bad strategy? No, she's a pretty kitty. Home Run Kitten. Remember Home Run Kitten? No, it was a good horse. No? Mr. Frisky? No? No. Horses with cat names is not a good... Stormcat? Stormcat.
Stormcat.
See? No? Lineage? No? No good?
Are you baiting me?
No, I'm being serious. No,
this is
I'm a cat guy. I literally bet on horses. If you were to text any of my friends...
Are we trying to talk about pussy?
No, no, honestly. That is... When I go to the track, I bet... If there's a horse that has a cat name... Catherine's Hope, anything that's got cat in it, KAT or Stormcat was a
huge sire now.
Right. So I like to take the emotion out of it because I'm not handicapping really. So I just like, okay, if it's got a cat name, I'm in. No good? You think I'm nuts?
I don't do that.
That's right between his 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. bingo sessions.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of which, the lottery. California lottery's up to $1 billion, over a billion. Will you be buying any tickets?
I think we're in it. Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are. In fact, I know we are. I don't know to what level.
Right.
Yeah, once it crosses a certain threshold.
Just a few tickets. You probably have, 750,000 tickets, maybe.
It'd be over a million.
It would be.
For sure, yeah.
Wow.
Well over.
Okay.
Have you ever won lottery?
We've never won, like, the jackpot.
Right.
But you've won a good...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've won the $5. I was pretty proud.
Do you bet on sports also?
Yes.
Are you a baseball fan at all or no?
Baseball's tough. It's tough. You know, the lines are tight. It's a lot tougher to make money off of baseball.
So what's your sport for like football or?
Football's better. Hockey is good. You have a lot of correlated occurrences in hockey. So, like, if you can bet the hockey player with his team winning and over and under, you know, player tying under, over goals, and yeah, I mean, there you can find some decent edges in hockey, football, college basketball is good. Baseball, tough.
What about futures? Future bets? Will you make any of those or not really? Who's going to win the World Series or any of that?
No.
It's not worth tying up the money.
Plus, it's tough.
Right.
It's tough. You don't have injury.
Right.
Too many unknowns.
But can we all agree? We do agree that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series this year. Can we all agree on that? Or
so we're talking about betting.
Moving right on. He moves right on.
I'm going to make an emotional.
Yeah.
The Phillies.
Are you from? Wait, you're from Oregon. Wait, are you? You're not from Philly though.
I live in Philly.
Oh, you live in Philly now? Okay.
In Bucks County.
I'm a Philly. I'm pro Philly. I had the Phillies in 08 at 22-1 and 14-1.
Was that when they had a game went into extra innings, like the 14th inning or something?
A postseason game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was when Cole Hamels won the MVP. I was friends with Cole Hamels, yeah. Yeah, I actually used to own a PR firm, and we represented Cole Hamels.
Cole,
so
that
was a great team.
His wife.
Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi. Yeah. What a smoke show she is.
Yeah, so I've known Heidi since before they even got married, because I used to live in Branson, Missouri, and she's from Springfield, and I know her from the Missouri days.
I was a big supporter of the Hamels Foundation.
Oh.
Yeah, Cole came and spoke at my children's grade school.
Very cool.
No, good guy.
Great guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned your children. You have children. How many kids do you have, if you don't mind me asking, or if that's too personal?
My children have asked me to please keep them out.
Got it.
Okay. But they exist.
They exist.
Yes.
They've said personally to the dad, please.
Leave us alone. If they wanted to gamble, you would say what?
Jump in.
You would.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. But do it mathematically.
Right.
They'll do it recklessly.
And you did the sports betting. Are you a sports fan, though, as well, besides the betting side of it?
Yeah. I mean, I used to enjoy the NBA more than today. I think that it's, I don't know, I just think that they've, a lot of these professional athletes, it's got too political.
Yeah.
Who really
I agree.
Who cares about what your political opinion
is? Yeah.
Really? I understand you want to use your voice to express an opinion, but honestly, can't I just enjoy the sport as a fan? Do I have to listen to your palaver about what your political opinions are?
Yeah.
Enough.
Entertainment too, right? Same thing with movies, Hollywood, TV.
Yeah, it's same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Listen, Al Pacino, I don't care what your political opinion is.
Right.
It's fine. I respect it. But can't I just enjoy
just make
your
the
acting?
Movies. Yeah.
You're a great actor.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear your political views.
Greatest gambling movie of all time is...
Let It Ride.
Richard Dreyfuss, incredible movie. Rat hole that fiver up your ass, right? Isn't that the line?
Fucking love that movie.
Great movie. Have you seen that movie?
I have. But
you have?
I have, but I'm actually shocked that you even agreed to that.
Dude, that was it, and they were in Hollywood Park?
They were in Hollywood Park.
Yeah, it's great. And the buggy whip. They even remember the buggy whip? Do you remember the buggy whip? You don't even know what the buggy whip is.
I don't know.
It was this cool little restaurant, like on Manchester or one of those streets on the way.
Over to the Forum area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The buggy whip was great.
In the Badlands.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Most people would be scared to walk into the buggy whip. I've been.
Well, you didn't. There was a time you didn't go down to the Forum or Hollywood Park unless there was an event going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's all changed, but.
I miss HPC. I was a Hollywood Park. I liked Hollywood Park.
Well, that's where this show originated from.
Yeah, but this show, Action Junkies, we started doing at Hollywood Park at the new casino at Hollywood Park as a way to
the card room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was there for the opening of the new casino when they rebuilt it.
Really?
After Hollywood Park, the race track side was down. I was on my way to the Melbourne Cup in Australia, and I was there for the opening with Kevin Dillon. Entourage.
Oh, that's right. He was there. That's right. Yeah. I
was there. I played in their pro-am poker thing.
So you will play poker sometimes, I'll just play, for a little poker. Charity well, game or something. Or, yeah.
If he has kill some time, you know, type thing.
You're not signing up for a WSOP main event for 14 days. That's not.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to be you. Do you stake guys ever? Have you staked any players?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. I got involved in a couple of players.
If he asks, just say no. Just save your $10,000. Put it in your pocket. I know. Just save it. Save
what are you
money.
Trying to say? What you am I trying? You're not confident in my poker skills?
The 20 minutes? No.
Damn. Yeah, the first time I played the main event, I lasted 20 minutes. It was kind of an ugly, it wasn't good a couple years ago. It wasn't good. It's okay. I'll get there. Don't worry, Adam. I'll get there.
This year, the line was too long for him. He refused to wait in line to
No, it was
register.
Ridiculous. I tried to late reg. It was ridiculous. I mean, what the fuck?
We're going to wrap this up, right?
Yeah.
Just one time, I'm going to tell this story because it's...
I'm in.
So it's another Phil Ivey story. So Phil and I in London, we switch watches. We both have matching APs. Only I was told I had the only one in the world. It was a one-off. I'm looking at Phil's wrist. He's looking at mine. I go, can I see your watch? He goes, yeah, I was going to ask you about yours. Now, granted, his is platinum and mine was rose gold. So we switched that night at a nightclub. We were at the Ark in London, which is a fun place. Anyway, so we were going to switch back with the intention to switch back like at some later point. So I don't see Phil for a while. And this was after the strip club in Australia. And so I'm with my little Russian girlfriend. I had a blonde fetish for a while.
A little bit. Brian says little bit.
Oh, my God. She was a smoke show. So I hear Phil's there. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm wearing his watch. I'm like, he's in the back room in High Limit. I go and I'm standing in the doorway, and I said to Olga, the Russian, I'm like, something's not right about this picture. This is with the whole edge sorting thing where Phil had the legal trouble.
Yeah, sure.
He lost that lawsuit. I think he should have won that lawsuit. I think that I think the courts got that wrong. Anyway, I'm looking in there and I'm like, I only know one thing. I mean, I've known Phil for a while now. I'm like, there's no way he's fucking this girl. She's sitting there for a reason. Come on, she's wearing Coke bottle lenses like this. I mean, something's up. I go and I sit next to him. I'm like, oh, Phil, how's it going, bro? Oh, now's not a good time, Don. I go, oh, quite contrary, my good friend. I think now's the perfect time for me to be sitting right here.
Wow.
Oh. Statute of limitation has run out on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good. Yeah, you're good. Fine. Yeah, fine. That's you're crazy. Good.
Are you a watch guy? Is that?
I like watches, but nah, not really.
So cars, houses, is like... You know, do you have any of those?
No, I mean, I had a big watch collection for a while. My son has most of the watches now. I mean, I wear one or two watches that I like, but no, not really. I was a car guy for a while.
You seem pretty, like, just laid back, simple, and you just love the rush and the competition, really,
that's
right?
It. Just life.
I mean, like, it was like a champion shirt, you know, just simple.
Yeah.
Who needs all the baggage?
Yeah.
Right.
No, you start collecting all that shit.
Was there a time when you were younger?
He collects blondes.
Before you had all that shit? Was there a time when you did want all that stuff? And then you got it, you were like, eh.
I did. I did for a while. I had wanted the cars, wanted the watches, but then after a while, you're just like, I just want a fast racehorse.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily the hot blonde anymore. She could be a brunette.
Just keyword is hot. Hot just needs to go before it. That's all. You don't discriminate after that.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about the machine gun place yesterday?
Yeah. Bobby? Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell me about that real quick before we go. So you went and you were shooting some serious artillery yesterday.
Yeah, we did, but I don't even know if this...
It was shaped funny.
Why would they have a machine gun there that is the shape of a giant dick?
To each his own, I guess. I don't know, you know?
and you had it in your hand.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
All right,
Have you shot at the place where you can? It's out of the helicopter yet?
No. That Dan,
what is that?
Dan did that.
There is a place, an experience in town. I don't know what it's called or anything, but you actually shoot machine guns
from a helicopter.
From a helicopter, really? On the desert somewhere.
Yeah, but he's a freak. He blows shit up.
Yeah, he'll go out in the desert and blow shit up for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a whole nother. Yeah.
Oh my God, I did one of his charity events with Steve Aoki and in L.A. at Dan's mansion. We did the champagne. We have Bel Air. I started out with Ace of Spades with Brett and Brian Barish, the two brothers, Barish Family Vineyards.
Yep.
Great guys. And I just stayed on as an ambassador. And when they sold Ace of Spades to Jay-Z and Beyonce's company, I stayed with Bel Air.
That's cool. And,
no, it's cool. It's nice having a champagne brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And good guys.
Yeah. And talk about a marked up at the all the clubs here for that, something like that. Oh, my
17
God.
Times.
That's incredible.
It's insane.
And they pay. They pay it. There's always someone that'll pay it. You pay it. But you're on casino comp for that kind of stuff, right? Or no?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know they changed the law here? You can no longer settle your tab at a nightclub with chips.
Really?
Because of you? There's not too many people shelling out 20. What's the highest? Is it 25,000 is the highest chip? Or is there? There's a $100,000 chip, right?
100,000, yeah.
Wow.
100,000 plaques. It's a plaque.
Oh, okay.
It has a computer chip in it.
Really? So there's no mistaking.
Oh, they know exactly right. Where that chip is.
Right.
Brian just whispered something. I didn't catch it, though.
What about the Bon Jovi bottle?
The Bon Jovi bottle? Tell us that, and then we'll let you get out of here. We'll end on the Bon Jovi bottle.
So, again, they have to play "Living on a Prayer," and it was a 30-liter bottle of Ace of Spades. I opened 8 of them, not one. We opened 105 liters of champagne in one night.
Holy shit!
Where was this?
What club was that?
XS.
Jesse Waits was very happy that night. Holy shit!
Oh, we had some fun.
That was quite a bill.
I don't even want to say the amount.
And when you tip on those bills, are you tipping? Do you tip 20%? Like, if your bill is $500,000, do you leave $100,000? You don't leave $100,000, do you? Or do they expect you to? They kind of. And does that matter?
You take care of everybody.
You take care of them.
Yeah, you want to take care of everybody.
Right.
And that's, you know, going back to my first conversation, the dealers, the cocktail waitresses, they know who he is because.
Right.
He takes care of people.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of gamblers out there that do not do that.
Is there a pressure on you? Do you feel a pressure like, fuck, I have to tip a certain way?
Not really.
It's Don motherfucking Johnson, John.
unless she's a hot blonde or brunette.
Right. There it is. Don motherfucking Johnson. That's good. Well, listen, man, I can't tell you how excited we were to have you. And to take the time and come sit down with two guys you've never heard of on a podcast you've never heard of in a studio you've never heard of really means a lot to both of us. So thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you so much, Don. Appreciate it. Brian, thank you.
You guys are great. Now, Brian is family.
Brian's the best. Family. Shout out to Brian Hopkins. Watch the Hero's Journey podcast. Thank you, man. All right, guys.
Don't make me cry.
Oh, wait. Can we get him? Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going, Brian. Let's get some tears on this guy. Some motherfucking tears on Don motherfucking Johnson. All right, gang. George, the show's over. Just end this shit, would you? It's over. Thanks, man. That was great.